Hey there, and welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, the show designed to teach you how to sell, how to build systems, create strategy, and of course, how to become a marketing genius.
What is up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Very excited today to be joined by a top producer, Mr. Jason Cassidy out of the San Diego market. And hoping he can drop some knowledge bombs on you guys today. We'll see
knowledge bombs.
How the conversation goes. Dude, thanks for stopping by the show.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So we actually spoke at the same event recently, I believe, Agent 2021 with How was that for you?
That was awesome. Yeah, I really liked it. I brought my videographer out with me too. We turned it into a vlog. And the content has still been coming. I think that was a really awesome experience. I mean, I'm sure you probably have too. I had done panels before and things like that, Inman Connect and whatnot, but that was unique for me just to have the videographer there the whole time too. But even the content throughout the day, like when I wasn't speaking, like just listening to other people talk was really rad.
Yeah. What was like the best thing that you learned from that event?
You know what? They did a little Instagram story school, which is so funny. And like, it's not like the world breaking, like, you know what I mean? It's not the craziest thing ever, but like I learned two or three little tips that were pretty legit on like, honestly, like changing colors on your Instagram stories, stuff like that. I thought that was really cool. Really fun takeaway. And then just a couple of his, you know, I've never seen a live keynote of his, which was pretty solid, just about where he thought the industry was going to go over the next couple years and whatnot. So I thought that was pretty rad. The opening keynote, the little spot that he did with his investor guy. What was his name? Matt something.
Yeah.
I forgot
his name.
He was really good too, but obviously seeing Gary talk was pretty rad.
I think that was the fourth or fifth time I've seen Gary speak. I've seen him speak at a few places. And then I went to I went to New York to his office. And so
the 4Ds, right? Yeah.
And we went through that and got to, I think there's actually a story that's still out there, or probably not still out there, but there was some B-roll. I was sitting right next to him, got to have a good conversation with him.
That's awesome.
I brought like $2,000 worth of gifts whenever I went to see him.
Yeah.
And I was thankfully the only one, but I gave him a bunch of swag. I gave him one of his favorite baseball cards. I bought his wife and daughter something, and I bought his son a Aaron Judge jersey. So I got a little bit of extra time with him, which was cool.
That's rad.
Yeah. So give us the scoop, man. Who's Jason Cassidy? How did you get to where you are today?
I've been in the business 6 years. I guess this would be my seventh year. I work in downtown San Diego. I have a team of seven. We work at Compass. I had worked at an indie brokerage for my first 5 years before we joined Compass in August of last year. And I'm just trying to make my way in this world. I'm a big, you know, follower of Gary Vee. A lot of just putting out content is kind of the core of what we do every day. You know, even just sitting down and doing podcasts all the time to make sure we have stuff to share to our, to not only our client base, but also other agents. You know, I'm in no way a coach or anything like that. I don't want to ever necessarily be thought of per se like that. I'm here to sell houses. I have a team of seven, so we're staying busy, but I remember what it was like, you know, consuming content in my first couple of years. So I always try to, you know, give back a little bit. And I always, you know, even on my Instagram stories and stuff, I'm always sharing tips, whatever, you know, stuff, successful stuff that we're doing here in the office and putting it out to the world. So, that's about it. That's the core of it all.
And you're, San Diego Real Estate Association 40 under 40, right?
Yeah. So that was, last year at Bicamp. That was last year's, Circle of Excellence Award. So for the third or fourth year in a row, we got the Circle of Excellence Award, which is like top 3% or 5% of the county. But then they also did a 40 under 40, this year for the first time that I know of. And I won that. And so you had to like be nominated for it. I don't know how many people were in for it, but, it wasn't just production based. I think that had something to do with it, but we had to say like, what have we done charitable for San Diego? You know, how did we, you know, participate with the local association? So there was a couple other factors in it besides just production, but that was pretty cool. So, I mean, it's obviously it's made my bio over any other award.
Now you're, I saw in your bio too, you're like a Padres special realtor, is that right?
Yeah, so that's something that's completely new to San Diego. Although I've heard that Chicago and Atlanta are looking to do that next year as well with their baseball team. So Compass bought the naming rights to the Premier Club here in Petco Park. And so for the 13 years or 14 years we've been open, it's called the Omni Premier Club because Omni was the big sponsor. Well, this year Compass bought the naming rights. So now it's the Compass Premier Club. So when you walk in, it's got this big Compass sign and it's like all branded throughout and stuff like that. It's basically just like a dugout club type thing at Petco Park. It seats like a bunch of people and you can go up there. There's food and a bar. And so with that comes 4 season tickets in these like luxury recliner things up there. And so what Compass San Diego allowed was for 10 agents to buy in to the sponsorship. And so we split the games up. So we all have 8 games where we can have those 4 seats. And so I bring, 3 clients with me or something like that. And then we get to brand ourselves as partners of the Padres. Yeah. There is, I always caveat this, a different brokerage. There's the official realtor of the Padres. She pays a lot of money to be the official realtor. This is separate from that. We're the Padres Premier Club sponsor. And so, but we do get to say that we're partners of the Padres, which is pretty rad. Yeah. It's something that I've never run. They play like our video. We did a 1-minute video. They played on the Jumbotron pregame. And it's something I've never experienced. It's pretty rad.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell us, man, like you're in a highly competitive market. Obviously you're very successful. I could ask you
everybody's got different variations of successful, but yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So what are some of the pitfalls to avoid? Like when you're beginning to kind of climb to the top, obviously this game of entrepreneurship will help you ram your head up against the wall millions of times over.
Totally. And
speaking of baseball, right? Like you really only have to hit the ball 3 out of 10 times and make you Hall of Famer. So you don't have to get it right often, but we find that we make a lot of mistakes. Like what are some of the mistakes that you've made in your career that have really helped propel you to a different level?
Good question. I mean, I think it's really easy to spend a lot of money early on, or like shiny object syndrome, where you're just like, everybody gets probably 5 calls a day from people trying to pitch us on something that's going to make our life easier. And it's going to, automate something for us. But all of that generally just costs money and ends up not working. Like the core reason or the core things of picking up your phone and calling your sphere and talking to your network and, sending out mailers and whatnot, that's all there for a reason. Like all of that is the tried and true. So now we're laying in social media and stuff like that on top of it, which is a fantastic way to generate business. But there's so much new stuff that's always popping up. And I think I'm guilty of like trying it all. I've probably wasted a whole heck of a lot of money in my first 5 years on trying different things. When it comes back to it, that if I had just kind of put even just more time in what I know works, I probably would have been better off and saved that money. So that's a definite like mistake in your first 5 years that I probably had to go through and learn myself. I would say like, watch out, avoid that type of stuff. Just stick with what you know and just hammer it home.
How do you grow to learn these things? Is it just like finding the most successful people out there that are doing it and go and replicate their success? Or like, how do you latch onto what works? I mean, there's probably a lot of people listening to this podcast who are like, I don't know what works. So how do you find some of those things to begin to grow?
Yeah, totally. The best thing you can do is copy people, right? Like you're not going to reinvent the wheel. That's it. And so I say that all the time. It's like I've identified early on, I looked at the people in my market that I looked up to, right? The people who have been doing it for a long time. Cause you got to figure out that they've probably blazed this trail already. And so they're where they are because of stuff that they've done. Now, if you again identify, like if one of them's family member is a developer, it's like, okay, maybe that's a one-off. Don't copy him because you don't have that plug. But for the most part, everybody who's successful got there by doing something. And I try to copy that.
Love it. I love it. I don't like people that copy me, but I understand it. Like I understand it
with your own flair, right? And you got to copy the action. So if you like, we send out 1500 mailers. That's been one of our best ROIs since we've been in the business. Obviously I'm copying someone else's mailers, but it's with my own flair. I mean, we design them and I'll have it, our look to it and all that type of stuff. So when I say copy, I mean it in a flattering way.
I get what you mean. I just wanted to add to like, because you get a bunch of people on here like, oh, okay, let's go copy everybody. So
yeah.
it's not necessarily like copy. If you listen to a guy like Russell Brunson, he calls it funnel hacking, right? You go see what your competition is doing and make it your own. Just like you said, you hear guys like Ty Lopez and all these influential guys, like I'm the sum of everybody I've ever learned from.
That's a good way to say it. I like that. Yep.
Most notably, one of the guys that I talk about the most is probably a guy named Eugene Schwartz, who wrote a book called Breakthrough Advertising. And I took a lot of what I learned from Eugene and directly applied it to the real estate industry in like a variance of ways. I don't always give Eugene the cred, but I do agree that it's probably just as easy to go find somebody that's really successful. And I think that's why this whole coaching culture has just like lit on fire, because
yeah,
we're coming into this knowledge economy where everybody's trying to make money on their information.
Yep.
And so you got so many people that sell six houses, like, all right, well, I can coach somebody to do it now. I don't even need to sell
totally.
It. So it's definitely an interesting game. So you talk about, creating content and trying new things and so on and so forth. Like, how did you get into the content creation game? Why is that so important for you and your business and your brand?
Yeah, I think early on, first or second year, I read Crush It. And that's what kind of changed it all, right? So it was the oldest Gary Vee book. It was his black and green one. I don't know. I see books behind you. I don't know if it's there. But yeah, it is. It's on the left-hand side. Maybe not. That's it. Bingo. So I read that book. And so anybody who's watching can see that I read that book now 5 or 6 years ago. That book is actually probably the most outdated book of them all, because he talks about like Tumblr and some things that aren't even around anymore. But the core concept of the first half of that book is that you need to start thinking of yourself as a media company that sells real estate. You're not a real estate agent per se. You're a media company that sells real estate, or a media company that insert X here. And so when you realize that, and you start to realize that this is the modern day TV and radio, everything is here now, right? So this is you are now a content creator. You're the new NBC, ABC, CBS, and these are your channels. And so you have to be putting out content, either valuable or educational or funny. Those are the things that really do things all the time, because people are watching your TV channel. And if you do that successfully, then people will remember you when they're ready to buy a house. And I think I realized it early on, is there's nothing I can do to make someone spend $500,000 on a house if they're not ready. But I can be top of mind so that when they're ready, they'll think of me to help them buy their house or sell their house.
This is a great, great, great thing that you just said. And it's something we talk about all the time. It's something I got from Eugene Schwartz. Like, you can spend all the money in the world to try to advertise your business to people that don't have a desire or need for your product or service, and you're just going to go broke. Like, you're not going to do really well. You're going to go broke. And we talk about how home buyers and home sellers, they come into what I call the home phase of awareness, which is where they really kind of go through some type of life event that makes them aware that they want to buy a home, or they want to sell a home, or they have to buy a home, or they have to sell a home. And it's only then that kind of reticular activation kicks in and people actually know that they need you. And
yep,
that's when your brand matters. Like, that's when the rubber hits the road, and being omnipresent will totally, totally transform you. And today, you get to create so much content, you basically get to build relationships with people on autopilot. The way that video works and the psychology behind it, you're getting to like mass produce relationships that we just never could do that. And
yeah,
so that when you go out and you create content, it's really allowing you to tell your story in a way that's going to help you build a relationship. And when you're in the relationship business, it's all it is. So when you first got started creating content, did you go out and you try to like put content out everywhere? Like, what was your strategy coming into that?
Yeah, initially, like, I didn't necessarily know the distribution of it all. Like, I learned as I went. So I was obviously putting stuff out on Facebook or whatever, Instagram, because I had control over that medium. And so, but early on too, I realized that Inman and Housing Wire and all these kind of like upstart things, that I wanted to be there too. I wanted to be seen as like a knowledgeable influencer. So I started writing for Inman and whatnot. But then for the most part, it was done through social media. I did write a blog. You know, I used to blog a lot when I was working for my first company. My first indie brokerage. We used to blog a lot there. And so I got into the flow of writing, doing the typing stuff every week and writing local blogs and stuff like that. And then now as I've gone and developed, you know, a little bit higher, you know, in my career or whatnot, now I've started to take it to video. And so I do, aerial drone listing videos, lifestyle videos, vlogs, stuff like that. It's a little bit cooler than blogging. Not to say that there's not a space for that. I still do write blogs. I just wrote one a couple weeks ago. I instead of posting it on my website, now I post it on LinkedIn or something. So the medium changes, but that's all. I always felt like I needed to stay top of mind in front of my sphere, and then by producing valuable or educational or funny content.
So what do you feel like you get the most engagement out of? Do you feel like, you know, people like cracking up with you laughing, or do you feel like yeah. What do you feel like jives the most with your people?
You know, what's funny is that over the last 2 years, and it wasn't intentional at first, but now it's extremely intentional. I get a ton of agent engagement. So initially that wasn't the case. That was never a thought of mine 3 years ago. And so, or 5 years ago or whatever, when I started, I was always putting out content like, what is an earnest money deposit? And then I even started shooting video called Ask a Realtor. It was a complete ripoff of Ask Gary Vee. And so I even did like on this episode, da da da. And I would say, what is a VA loan? And I would do educational content, but it was more aimed at my sphere. And then about 2 years ago, it started to shift a little bit because I started documenting more of like what I did on a daily. So I was like, Instagram stories probably is actually what did it. It's because I could just raw, almost like mini vlog on Instagram stories. And I had agents say, hey, who designs that farm for you? Or, hey, well, who does that landing page? Because I was kind of showing off. I intended to show off to my sphere and to my clients to show them that I was working. Kind of, but then I noticed that agents started picking up and asking questions of stuff that I was doing. So then I started putting out a little bit more agent-centric content. And now that's when I got a ton of followers, but they're all from the agent world. And so it's a lot of people following. But what I didn't foresee is the intangible pro of all this is I've gotten a lot of agent referrals over the last 2 years.
So this big referral network, yeah.
100%. And then, so this year, 2019, I actually started intentionally doing it and reaching out to people. So anybody that follows me, I hit them with a quick reply. That's like, sorry, we're grabbing some open house signs behind.
That's all right.
I hit them with a quick reply. That's like, hey, thanks so much for following me. If you ever need anything from me, please feel free to shoot me a message. Let me know. You know, something along those lines where it's like, I can just reach back out, and then I create these agent friendships. You know, it's real. It's not like it's not automated. I don't automate the DMs. I actually send it myself, but I just use the quick reply feature on Instagram. I don't know if you know about that, where you can like create a shortcut. So yeah. Like I'll hit like LLL and it'll preload this message, you know? So it just saves me the time of typing it. It's still me, but I can then say, hey, what's up, Mark in Boise? Like cool, like baseball thing that you have, you know, I'll actually engage, and I'm creating these agent friendships that then when they have someone moving to San Diego, they think of me. And so we've actually gotten 6 referrals this year from Instagram from other agents. So it's just like this whole new line that I had never really thought about when I started creating content. But now I feel like I almost exclusively create content for agents. It's like 50-50 maybe, but because my sphere gets a kick out of it too a lot, like especially the vlog and stuff like that. Like I'm showing something behind the scenes at my office that agents will like, but then I'm also showing a sick house that my clients like. So it's like, it's turned into like a 50-50 thing.
Now there's a lot of people that are going to be struggling with this because a lot of people are going to be listening to this like, okay, I hear what you're saying, Jason. And I hear what everybody else in the market is saying, but I'm busy. Like I have stuff to do. I got to work. I got to do this. I got to do that. When were you able to make that shift up here? Cause I'm sure you probably went through this where you were like, okay, everybody right now is thinking, well, I'm a realtor. I got a work contract to close and I got to go do this and I got to show houses and I got to do this and I got to do this. How was it for you where you made that shift? Like, no, my job is creating content every day and the content's going to take care of everything else. What was that process like for you?
It's morphed over the past few years, obviously. And again, I mean, I am not the top producer in San Diego, but I'm personally going to do 30 deals here this year. I have a team of 7. We're going to do, you know, 60 plus deals, whatever that might be. A couple of them are new, so they'll be lower, but I'm busy too. So like you have to shift the way you think about it as it's not that social media is busy work. That's literally your job. And so now you also have a job to prospect and call your people or whatever. You got to get really good at just time blocking out each thing. And then I always say, like, especially on the social media side, it doesn't take that much time. Like it to reach out to your, you know, 10 new followers that you got today or whatever that number is. It's not that time consuming. I do it in addition to everything else. I don't do it in lieu of something else. So when my wife's watching Bravo at night and I'm on the couch next to her, I can just reply to those DMs really quick or something. It's not like it's taking a ton of my time. And more than anything, something like this podcast takes more of my time than like anything on social media. You know what I mean? But I already time blocked that at the beginning of the week. So it's no big deal.
Do you find that it probably takes you more time maybe to even like think of what you're going to put content out than it does to actually create the content?
Yeah. And this is where I've done this with, especially on podcasts and stuff like that. And I feel like I'm letting people down when I answer this, but like it's like spur of the moment. Sometimes the content, like it just comes to me, and it's not necessarily, I don't sit down on Monday morning and brainstorm out my content. I'm pretty bad. I don't even have a content calendar, but it, like, in the middle of a day on a Wednesday, I'm going to be like, that's a fantastic idea. I need to sit down and shoot that. And then I'll wait, you know, if I'm in my prospecting time, I don't stop prospecting to go shoot that. Like, I'll make my notes so that the next time I have set aside to film, I'll have the idea. But it's really, there is a creative aspect to it a little bit. I'm not in no way an artist, but like sometimes like it just comes to you, you know? Mm-hmm. I really like what you said about I'm the sum of the people that I've, like, you know, learned from and read from and stuff like that, because like I'm gonna see an idea that I saw on Daily V 2 years ago and it's gonna strike me, or like some sick listing video that I saw from an agent in Australia. I'm gonna remember that 5 years from now when I go to a listing and I see a similar pool, and I'm gonna be like, oh, let's do a take on that. So it's like, but I can't quantify that, and I can't necessarily put a formula on that for the listener. Right. I feel bad every time I say that, but
I like the little productivity hack that you just put in there, and I don't know if everybody caught it, so I want to call it out. Tony Robbins calls this you know, having like a capture sheet or a capture journal. So whenever you said, like, if I'm in my prospecting time, and the way that your brain works, instantly I think about other things. You're like, oh yeah, I got to do this thing. And a lot of people get caught up in those traps and they never actually accomplish anything. But you said, like, I'm not going to stop prospecting. I'm just going to write my idea down. Tony calls that a capture sheet. So I highly recommend you guys, you take that little pro tip right there to heart, because you should never stop what you're doing and go do something else. It's your brain literally working yourself out of a painful situation. And sometimes that's what you guys feel like it might be. So don't get caught in that trap, for sure. And I think it was probably Gary Vee. It seems like Gary Vee is probably the godfather of all of our content, but he said something really good. And I think the agent should take this to heart too, is that you should never get caught up in the trap of trying to quote unquote create content. You should get caught up in trying to document content, because that's really what it is. It's not where, like, we're sitting here and we're like, okay, I got to think about what I'm going to say. What am I going to say? It's like, no, you just want to live through the situation that you're actually living through and document what you're going through. Like, that's all content creation really is you sitting there talking about the thing while everything's going on.
Document, don't create. And I just did a Q&A thing. So one of the, like, on Instagram, you can do an ask me anything. And I got like 50 questions through, and I was trying to answer them all. And I was going back and someone asked me the same thing. They're like, how do you have the time? And I was like, it's really easy to come up with the time when you're not creating. If, you know, I said it would take me forever to sit down and think about all these things, but if you document it, don't create. So if you're just documenting what you do on the daily, that's enough content right there. Now you like to take care of like 90% of your content needs.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. Dude, we got a ton of good stuff here today. I really appreciate you stopping by. I know you're a busy guy.
No. That was awesome, man. I like rapping with you.
Yeah. If somebody was watching this, like, well, I got to follow this Jason Cassidy guy, like, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, they follow me on Instagram. It's probably the best way to connect with me. Yeah, that's me and the DMs. I mean, there's a lot of followers and stuff like that, but literally I don't have someone else run it. I am a big believer in like delegating out. So I think we mentioned that too, when you're time blocking and you have delegation. So when it comes to like putting together the farm and stuff, I do have help. I have an assistant that helps do that type of stuff. But follow me on Instagram. That's the best way. Instagram, my name, Jason_Cassity, CASSITY. And that's the best way to reach out to me. You can always email me jason.cassity@compass.com too. But, I think Instagram is always the best way if you want to find out about who I am and stuff like that, and follow along with the stuff that we do.
Yeah. Or they could come copy you, like just go to Instagram and copy you. Right. That's
it. Do it. That's fine. I always said that too. Like people. So another thing that came, like, by putting out a lot of agent centric content, I remember one of my mentors or first brokers, he was like, why do you put out all your secrets? Like, why do you put all that out to the world so that other agents here in San Diego can do that? And I said, I mean, they're not going to do it though. That's the difference. It's like 90% of them will never do it. And then the 10% that actually do it. The thing is when you're following someone, once I zig, they won't know, you know what I mean? Like when it comes time to zag, they won't know. So like they might copy me for 5 minutes, but then I'm going to come up with another idea and they're not going to know what to do. So I don't care. Like, go for it. Like, copy.
Yeah,
I hope you do. That'd be awesome. If real estate agents put out better content, that'd be great.
It would be better for all of us if they
better for all of us. Yeah.
Dude, I love it. Thank you again so much. I appreciate it. Guys, we'll make sure that we link up all of the social profiles in the show notes. That way you can connect with them really easily if you want to. Thank you guys again for tuning into the show. I appreciate you so much. Continue to check us out at marketinggenius.tv. Make sure you rate us on iTunes, Google Play. We will see you guys on the next episode. Peace.
Thanks, man.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Marketing Genius Podcast. We hope you got a ton of value from the show today. Make sure that you rate us on iTunes and Google Play, and we will look forward to seeing you on the next episode.